Today is Staff Chav Ches of Masechta Kresos, the last staff.
Yeah, I understand this one.
We didn't have too many shiurim of Masechta Kresos. We had a few shiurim. First shiur we had was about the Nar HaMarasa, the exception to the din of the question: is there Kores for Nar HaMarasa? I remember that was the first shiur. We touched upon a few in Yonim, but being that today is the last, I want to speak more general terms, a little drush, machshava, about the concept, the ideas of kores, and just some things that relate to the siyum of the Masechta. So first, let me just tell you a quick vart. I normally do not like this type of erlach, but this one is a little bit better than the other ones. Hajna loch hamev yasham, usalikula maseches kresos. So what does it mean? So what is the significance of these last few words? So this is really good for a doctor, that some person has an illness, so you either can treat the symptom or you can treat the illness. And if you treat the illness, then the mela, all of the symptoms go away. That's really what it's saying here at the end of the Masechta. Let me put this on. It's saying, Hajj and Allah.
Yo, there's a lot of background noise
that I didn't... Hajj and Allah, Hamevi Asham. Asha means guilt. Pashup Shan, the Gemara, maybe Asha means a person brings a carbon Asha. But Alderach Drush means if a Hadron Allah Hamevi Asha, a person who dealing with Kares, there are 36 Chayvei Kresos. So if a person is Nichshol in one of the 36, he would think he has to do tshuva for that particular sin. One of the 36 is just a symptom. That's just, person was nichshol in one of the chayvei kreis, one of the 36. It's not because he's nichshol in that particular. There's something fundamentally missing with the person. He's not holding at a level of Yerushalayim. If he was holding at a higher level, mimela he would not be nichshol in that particular, because kreis, this is a serious business, the Tariag Mitzvos. Only from the Tariag Mitzvos, only 36 of 613, I mean, I've categorized exactly what 613, but only 36 are so severe with this Kores. So we're dealing over here, if a person, Chas V'Sholem, is Nichshol, in one of the 36, he has to make a Chejun HaNefesh, and has to be Hadron Allah HaNevi Osham. What has brought him Hanavi, what has brought him to sin, to uncover the foundation of sin, and then the Nela, when he cures the illness, the Salikala, Meseches Kresos, the particular chait of Kares, one of those 36, will the Nela go away. So, general rule, when a person does an Avera, he should not necessarily focus on the specific Aver that he has committed. He should focus on how it came about that he came into an environment where he would even think of doing such an Aveira. There's always something that's more fundamental and that's deeper. And that's really what this last line of the Gemara is saying, Al Derech Drush, you have to be choizer from what's Hanevi, what brings you to the Osham, to guilt. And then the Mela, the particulars, the details, the symptoms, the Mela will go away. Am I clear? Okay, it's just a short little var. I just thought it was a nice little consort. Yeah.
Do we know how many? And there's Mrs. Best. Do you have any idea how many Mrs. Best there are?
From the Kares? No. Kares is a very general category. I'll talk about it. I don't know the numbers. It's discussed, but I don't know the details. It is discussed. Okay, this is just some before I tell you, there's one major theme I want to speak about. Before I get into it, I want to tell you some other short little ideas that we go away from the crisis, which you should be aware of. I'm sure you're all very well aware. It's interesting that the Masechta Kresos I've come across from all the other Masechtas always finds itself in an acronym. I'll give you three examples. There are four Masechtas which end off with this Chazal of Talmidei Chacham Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam Shnemar V'chol Bonach Lamudi Hashem. All of your children are students of Hashem. V'rav Shalom Bonach. There is much peace to your children. Al Tikri Bonoich. Do not read your children. Ela Bonoich, your builders. That Talmidei Chachamim, they increase, they build. They build peace in this world. That's the Gemara's drasha. There are four mesechtas which end up with this chazal. And what's the simin? Bonoich. Al tikri bonoich ela bonoich. The words bonoich. Beis is mesechta barachos. Nun is mesechta nazir. Yud is yuvamos. And chaf is kresos. What is the significance? I do not know, other than I think there's a similarity that all three involve. What?
Which one?
Brachos. Brachos. Four mesechtas conclude. So every time you go to a seam of one of these four mesechtas, you'll always see that there are four mesechtas which end up with this Maimer Chazal. What is the connection between them? I do not know, but perhaps there is a similarity in all. They all involve something that is forbidden. Chazal tell us that a person, if he eats, if he has pleasure from this world before he makes a bracha, he's a ganaf. It's a ganaf. La Hashem ha'aretz umeloya. To Hashem is the earth and everything that is included. How dare a person take away and enjoy himself if you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, but it says in the Pasuk, V'aretz nosan ha-shamayim shamayim la-Hashem. V'aretz nosan levnei Adam. So the Gemara answers, kan koidim ha-bracha, kan liach ha-bracha. Before you make a bracha, it's gezel. After you make a bracha, it's mutter. So you see over here that, who taught us this? Chazal. Chazal have made shalom between the contradiction between something that's osur, something that's mutter. The theme of this Maamar Chazal is Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. They've increased peace in the earth. How have they increased peace? Because it's forbidden, but yet it's mutter. So is it osur or is it mutter? They have made peace by teaching us Kan Koidim Abrach, Kan Liach Abrach. Yeah, the same thing when it comes to a Nazir. A Nazir is osur, a Nazir is usher to drink wine. A nazir is not allowed to eat tamal mace. A nazir is not allowed to shave his hair. A nazir has restrictions. But when you fulfill the terms of nazirus, then these things become mutter. There's a transition between usher and mutter through Chazal, who have given you the correct instructions of a path to follow, how to go about bringing about that transition. Another Yuvamis is Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach, it's an Erva. Chazal have taught us the entire Seder of things which are Osir, which become Mutter. Eishas Ach, sister-in-law, is one of the Chayvei Kresos, but yet when it's under the framework of Yibum, where the brother dies and there are no children, then it becomes permitted. Who has taught us the rules, the guidelines to go from this transition? It is Chazal. So those three are clearly, you say, Gezel, Yayin, and Eishes Sach. And Kresos, the same exact thing, is a person is cut off from this world, or Rachman Hashem is cut off. Chazal have taught a person how, by studying the Mesechtas, and by learning, Malchus, the Gemara says, call Chayvei Kresos to receive Malchus, doing tshuva. There is a process of tshuva which can take away the karas. So to some degree, they all include that theme. I have to analyze other mesechtas, why don't they fit into that idea? But maybe these are the major themes where you have things which are forbidden, and were cut off or separate, and then through Chazal, they have become permitted. Gezel, the prohibitions of a Nazir, Yibum and Karis. That's one other short idea. Now, before we go to the next idea, okay, I'm going to give you another example of where we find this acronym that always pops up when it comes to Mesech the Kresos. The Chassam Sofer. In his yeshiva, there were four Mesechs. I don't know how to say the Halimudim in that yeshiva, but it's brought down in the Chassam Sofer's yeshiva. Before they would learn four Mesechs, there was a tainus. Try this today. Wouldn't it be such a bad idea? Before they learned Mesechta, let me tell you the four mesechtas. The four mesechta chulin. The day before they started mesechta chulin, it was a tainus tzibur. The day before they started learning mesechta vavakama, it was a tainus tzibur. The day before they started learning mesechta yevames, was a tainus tzibur. And the day before they started learning mesechta kresos, gozer tiny siver. Unbelievable. Can you imagine today in Lakewood we have a tiny siver? This man starts Rosh Chodesh, Shavuot Bekatan, the tiny siver, because we're starting tomorrow Chulin. Yeah?
The list
is Chulin, Bavakama, Yevamis, and Kresos. Why pick these? I do not know. I don't know. I really don't know. But he gave a simon. It says in the, it's Toivli Anisi. It's Pasuk in Tehillim in Mizmar. Which Mizmar is this? Kuf Yutes, the big one. Toivli Anisi. It's good for me to fast. Leman Elmoid Chukecha. So that I should learn your laws. Chukecha is Rashi Tevos Chulin. Kuf is Kama for Bava Kama. Yud is Yivamis. And Chaf is Kresa. So again, another example where we find it pops up. For some reason, Kresa is always a part of these Nutrikin of all these things. Another example, one more example of where did I see this from? I forgot who says this. There was a big Rosh Shiva, maybe it was a rabbi, that before the El, Rosh Chodesh El, he was machmir to learn a whole number of Mesechta, I guess all these Mesechtas relate to the Yomim Noiroyim. Kresos, I guess the Yom Kippur you're dealing with, you read the major portion of the Chayde Kresos in Yom Kippur by Mincha, the Arayos. Tainis, I guess also for Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, Mesechta Yoma, and Mesechta Sukkah. These five Mesechtas he will learn every single year before an Elul in preparation for the Yomim Noraim, because all of these are Mesechtas relate to the Yomim Noraim.
Krishna has a lot of Yom Kippur Mechaper, Dozen Mechaper.
Yeah. For, so he, these five Mesechtas, and he gave a simon. The simon is Chazal, not a Pasuk. Chazal say, Teshuvah, Uma'asim Toivim, Kitris, Bifnei HaPuranios. What's kitris? Like a shield. Dum tshuva and ma'isim tovim is a tris, is a shield before punishment. Kitris is Rosh Etevos, Kresos, Tainis, Rosh Hashanah, Yoma, and Sukkah. So another nutrik in the third one where Mesechta Kresos pops up in. So I give you three different examples. Mesechta Kresos is a real... gets sucked into all of the Nutrikin. Okay, let's now go to something a little bit more serious. Not that these weren't serious, but something a little bit different. And I warn you now, I spent a lot of time on this, I really did, and I don't really, it's very raw. I'm going to tell you now something that's very raw. Very, very raw, but it's something to think about. And over time, ideas will pop up in your head and you'll be able to give it more of a flavor to Hezbollah. Just let me present the raw ideas. The Mesechta begins with the number 36. Not many Mesechta begin with numbers. You have Bavakam, Ab, Avas, Nezakin. Chamesh Esher. Okay, so some do anything. Shabbos, Yitzir, Shabbos, Shtayim, Shein, Arba. Okay, fine. Here we have Shloishim Roshesh. Mesechta begins, that's the whole Mesechta. The whole Mesechta basically goes, knocks off one at a time. We go through each one, not one each one, and figure out what it's all about. Shloishim Roshesh Kresos Batara. There are 36 Chayvei Kresos Batara. The number 36 is a very significant number for a Jewish person. It's a very powerful. Let me give you a couple of examples. So where you have number 36? Kresos. There are 36 Chayvei Kresos. Karis, that's the worst possible sin person can do. When a person does it, b'mezid, with Hasra, Rubid Ruba, the Zechi of Misas Bezdin. Dan, when there's Karis, is when there's no warning with Hasra. Now, by the way, the Derech Agav, I just want to read that, we never discussed this. I want to give a whole share about this. There was all different types of Karis. There are many psukim in the Torah. I'm going off on topic, and just to review some of these basics very quickly. There are many different psukim in the Torah that mention karis, and every time it says karis, it says it a little bit differently. Some averis it says v'nichras ho'ish hahu, the ish should be cut off. Sometimes it says the neshama should be cut off. V'nichrasu hanefashos ho'isois v'nichrasu hanefesh. Sometimes it says a double expression. He kores, ti kores. A double expression. Hanefesh ahi. And in this pasuk it says the word avoyno bo. This sin is in the neshama. It's a really scary pasuk. Think about avodah zarah megadeh. Avoyno bo. A double kores. And the sin is in the neshama. And by Yom Kippur, there's another scary expression of the havadati. Of destruction, the havadati esanefesh ahi mikerav ama. So those are basically all the psukim which mention kares and mefarshim. They scramble. They really a lot of rishonim. What's going on? Is it the ish? Is it ibud? The neshama he kares to kares, and they basically explain there are many different types of kares. There's a kares for the guf, and does no effect on the neshama, and that's where it says. Ho'ish, the nichras ho'ish, only the ish, the person, the guf, is cut off. Rachman al-Sanik means that he'll die young, whatever that means. And there's also an inav ariri, children. How does it affect a person's children? If he does not yet have children, if he already has children. And then there's a type of courage which has nothing to do with this world, has only to do with the neshama of the neshama. And then there's a double courage. He courage, the courage means that a courage for the guf, and a kares for the neshama. Then there's a kares where it's avadati. Avadati will be a destruction. There's avoyna ba. Children, no children. It's very mysterious and it's not clear. There is really no consensus of what all of these psukim mean. But one thing that's very interesting is these averis involve a lot of emuna. It shows that there is the neshama is there. It's a very powerful spiritual emuna to care for one's neshama, not to do things, not so much necessarily that any nafkamin in this world, but the Torah says it affects your neshama and you have to prepare your neshama for the next world. Okay, now going back to the number 36. We have 36, it's broken up into all these categories that I mentioned, all these different types of kares. What is the significance of the number 36? Number 36 appears in many places. I'll give you one example. You're learning Daf Yomi. How many Masechtas do we have Talmud for? 36 Masechtas. There are 60 or 63. The different calculations how to count the Masechtas of Mishnayis. There are 60 Masechtas of Mishnayis or 62 Masechtas. But how many Masechtas have Talmud Bavli? 36. It's not a coincidence. 36 Masechtas. It could be they attempted to write more. Never. Hashgacha Prat is 36. Who else we have 36? Ashrei kol choy cheiloi. We have a tradition. Told this as a child. Even though there are many opinions. How many tzaddikim are there always in the world exists in the merit of tzaddikim? If you look in the Gemara talks about this. There are like 10 opinions. For some reason, we're like, it's stuck in our head. There are 36 tzaddikim. The world, he's even the Lamed Vavdiks. See, he's from the Lamed Vav. What's this number 36 tzaddikim? Ashrei kol choychelo, fortunate are those that yearn low. For low Lamed Vav is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it refers to number 36. Again, 36. Eicha yoshva badot. The Churban of the Beis HaMikdash is commemorated with the word Eicha. All kinnis, Eicha, 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 everything is Eicha. Why Eicha? Eicha is Bigmatria 36. And then one of the first Midrashim on Eicha is, why Eicha? Because they violated the 36 Chayvei Kresos. That's why they're going to mourn with the word Eich. Again, you see, the Churban, we live today, everything is centered around the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Eicha, 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 it's 36. This was Sakta. So we see the number 36 really plays a very central role in our life. Did I get them all? There are probably a lot more, I just don't remember. 36 was Sakta's.
Majority of Sanhedrin.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I didn't think of that. Okay, it could be. That's a very good point. Majority of 70 of the Sanhedrin is 36. Very good. Excellent. That's an important point. That's the Roiv. That's a very good one. Okay, so we have here a whole number. What's it all about? So let me give you another number. First of all, let's go to Chumash. The word chorus, we always translate to mean to cut off. But what do we say in davening every day? Umatzasa es levavo ne'eman lefonecha. Hashem found Avraham to be a ne'eman. V'choros imo habris. Bayoim ahu koras Hashem brisim Avraham. When you make a treaty, the forming of a treaty has a reserved term. There's a key word. krisaspris. The choras bayom koras Hashem brisim Avram. Same exact word, koras, to forge a treaty. The article translates it to make, a very simple word, to forge a treaty. Now it's interesting. Look at Rashi in by the bris ben ha-bisarm, where the word appears there for the first time. Really go back a few psukim, where Aaron was told to take from himself a collection of animals. Vayevater oisam batovech. He split the animals in the middle, and Rashi there tells us, why is it when you make a treaty, is it called a klisas bris? Because when you make a treaty, you take something, typically an animal, and you cut it. Koras means to cut, to be cut off. You cut it down the middle, and you break it apart, and you break it into two separate parts, and the two parties walk between. That's how you make a treaty. Ancient times, we don't understand what this is all about. But, and that's why the bris ben ha-bisram is called the bris between the parts. You take the animals, Hashem took the animals, he broke them apart, and Avraham and the Shekhinah walk between the two parts. So krisas bris means, we use it in the form of to create, to forge a treaty, but the technical term means to cut, because when you make a treaty, you separate, and you walk, l'chor the pshat is, just like these two parts are parts of a whole. An animal is one creature, and they only can be alive if their two parts are together. When you're walking in between, you're going in between, you're saying that you're really one. Just like the two halves can only exist alive together, they only can be alive when these two halves are one or fused as one. We're in the middle. We're stuck in the middle. We are one together in this deal. We're not going to violate our terms. We're brought together. Hashem and Klal Yisrael are brought together in a bris. So what do we see? The word koras is used exclusively in reference to a bris, a treaty, a bond between two different partners. The word koras, how many chayvei kreis are there? 36. What is now? I'm not a gematria person. Don't get me wrong here, but bris, I'm only again giving you raw ideas. I don't want to use the numbers. The numbers represent ideas, and when you take the ideas together, you don't even need the numbers. But bris, just to illustrate the point, and then we'll come to some of the ideas. Bris is the gematria 612, one short of tayag. Some Hashem, the bris Hashem is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the 613. That's not the point, but bris is 612. When you divide 612 by 36, bris, and bris, when you koires a bris, and a bris is always the number 36, always represents krisus, chayve krisus. What do you get?
17.
So that means, now what is 17? And I'll show you this in the moment. What is 17? 17 is the gematria. Tov. So when you fuse Tov with 36, you get bris. Now what does that mean exactly? Where do we find the word Tov the very first time in the Torah? The word tov, every single word, this is well known, well accepted by everyone. The essence of a word or of a letter is where it appears the first time in the Torah. That defines its essence. The first time tov appears is by R. It appears many times in the whole Maaseh Bereishit, by Yara Elokim ki tov. Hashem saw it's good. So let me read to you a very interesting Baal HaTorah. I was shocked when I saw this. It's really, really scary. The very first, I looked up in the Chumash, where do we find the word Tov the first time? Day one, in Bereishis. And on day one, Hashem created the Ar. Vayom Elokim, Yihi Ar. Day one. Vayihi Ar. There it was. There was light. Vayar Elokim Esor Ki Tov. First time it's Hashem saw. Vayar Ki Tov. Okay, Baal HaTorah. Baal HaTorah, even the simplest one as a Baal HaTorah. What does it mean? Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. This is Pasik Dalit. So looking here, Davayalogim is Orkitov of Esor Kitov. is the Balaturim is Ruach HaKodesh, Mamish, right? Everything that appears in the, even in the Siddur Chumash, they have a Balaturim. It's not Stam Gematrius. The four words, Es Ho'or Ki Tov, and again, reminder, Tov is the first time it says Tov in the Torah. Sofei Tevos Bris. The last letters of these four words, which accompany the first reference of Tov in the Torah, form the word Bris. The last word of, the last letter of S is Tov. The last letter of R is Resh. And the last letter of Ki is Yud. And the last letter of Tov is Beis, which, not in order, but the last letters of these four words spell the word Bris. Sof Tevos Bris. Kidul Sev, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ho'ela, Al Pi Hainu Tar Shabal Peh. And I guess he refers that Torah is called Tov, Ki Lekach Toiv Nosati Lochem. Torah is the ultimate Toiv. Ki Lekach Toiv Nosati Lochem. And Torah that Hashem gave us was a Bris. Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ho'ela, Korati Itichem Bris. That the Torah Shabbat is the bris with Klal Yisrael. Because the Shbaruch has made a bris with Klal Yisrael by giving us the Torah, and Torah is Tov. These two go together. So here we have your Toif, and we have over here bris, and we have the bris, even he says, is the krisa, and when we make a bris, there is the krisas bris. Now, when you make a bris, what are you doing? Let's break it up into its parts. You make a treaty, you're bringing together two partners. When you bring together two partners, you have to do something to bring them together. The bris is what brings together the two partners. You have to do something to, you have to do an action. You have to,
it's ceremonial.
Ceremonial, or they're right, there's something which brings them together. And you have to, why would you want to do this? Why in the world would you want to come together and make this ceremony? Obviously, you're getting this. There's a reason. There's a will. It's pleasing in your eyes. The word tov always is used. This is a fascinating idea in reference to seeing. It says here tov like 10 times. The first part, Vayar Elokim ki tov. Hashem saw that it's good. Every single part of creation. It only says the word tov. Only in my Sibereshus, in connection with Ri'ya. Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'inei tova. Vayar Elokim es or kitov. Vayar Elokim kitov. Vayar Elokim kitov. Hashem saw that it's good. It's always in reference to seeing. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing doesn't necessarily meaning seeing with means it's kedai. It's a mental perspective. This is something which is proper. Vayar Elokim ki tov. Hashem understood. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ria means understanding ki tov. So we have all of these numbers that come together. We have tov, 17, and we have the maisa of inkoires, which means that when you, it's proper in your eyes to enter into a partnership, it's the combination, a bris is the combination of kores and tov. Now, what are we getting at? What we're getting at is, that's why the number 36 is such an important, that's why the number 36 always plays out very significantly in everything that we have. For example, let's talk about there are 36 tzaddikim. Why are there 36 tzaddikim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made a bris with Klal Yisrael. A tzaddik is always called Tov. When they saw Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Vayar, they saw, what does the exact pasuk say? Ki Tovu. They saw that Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nismale Kol Abayis Oira. There was light. There was Or. Nismal Vayar Ki tov. They saw that this child is tov, is a tzaddik. It says a tzaddik, imru tzaddik ki tov. Whenever you have the number 36, you have to understand that's the key ingredient. What's 36? The reason why the number 36 is so important is because you have to remember there's always going to be a shidduch to the number 36 with the number 17. So every time you come across 36, what's 36? 36 by itself is nothing. But when you look at the bigger picture of the bris, which means the bond between two partners, who those two partners in each isolated in has to be defined, and it's tov, it's a good shidduch, it's a zivuk tov, it's good. That's why the 36 is important. There is a bond, Yisrael, the Raitz of Kashiruch Akad, there's a bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. There's a bris. And the bris is formed, it's between the tzaddikim. Between the tzaddikim, so I'm getting very, very abstract. Between the tzaddikim and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why are there 36 tzaddikim? Because a tzaddik is tov, is 17. And when you fuse 17 times 36, you come to the bris, you come to the band. Being that Kadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klal Yisrael is termed as a bris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kuskoyre spirit of Klal Yisrael, the essential cords which bring us together are the tzaddikim, which are following or perfected what one is supposed to do, and a tzaddik is tov. That's why there are 36. Because 36 multiplied by 17 brings us to the goal, brings us to the ultimate connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is a bris. It's the ultimate. It's Kial Pi Hadvar Mo'ela Nochi Krati Lechem Bris. What's Al Pi Hadvar Mo'ela? Al Tarsha Bal Peh. Al Pi. There are 36 Mesechtas. Why the 36 Mesechtas? Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lechem. Because Torah is Tov. So whenever you're dealing with 17, in order to get to the bris, there has to be 36. There are 36 steps of Talmud Bavli, because Torah is Tov, and that brings us to Al Pi HaDvar Mo'ela Korat Itchem Bris. Where else we have the number 36? Okay, Mesechta Kresos. Mesechta Kresos is, these are the essential mitzvahs of the Torah. These essential, since that the Torah was given, Torah Shebech Saf, the mitzvahs, there is a bris of mitzvos, because the bris, it's almost tayag, it's one lesson tayag, which that itself is all part of tayag, whatever that means, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is mashlim to the tayag. There has to be 36 and 17. Torah is a yavai toiv, the Torah is called toiv. I'm talking very abstractly, but I warned you in advance. But the point I want to make is, whenever you come across number 36, you have to remember there are two more numbers that are mashlim the significance of the 36. There's going to be a bris somewhere, and there's going to be a toiv somewhere. That will bring everything together. And one last point I want to bring out, and this that fits with this idea, again, this is extremely raw, but that is in Bamidbar. This is a very interesting thing in bringing about Bamidbar Perek Dalet. It's very short, just about finished. Bamidbar Perek Dal Pasuk Yud Ches is a very interesting pasuk, series of psukim, which very much defines what is kares. Bamidbar Perek Dal, the end of Bamidbar, according to many mafarshim, this really should have been the beginning of Parashas Noso. For whatever reason, it wasn't included in Parashas Noso. It's not clear why, but the pasuk begins by Daber Hashem Moshe V'Yalaron Leimar. Al tachrisu, do not cut off a shevet mishpachos hakehasi. Kohakos was a shevet which carried the aron. Bitoch halavim, from the levim. Don't cut them off. Zos asulachem, there are two things. This way you shall live. V'lo yomusum. Begishtam el es hakodesh hakadoshim. When they come close to the kodesh hakadoshim, arnuvon of yavo, v'samu osam ish al avoidosov yal masa'ov. Make sure everyone is in order. There should be no mix, no taruvis. Everyone should know their place. Some of the farshim are rashi, some of the farshim explains. If you have a lady that's meant to do, to sing, make sure he doesn't play musical instruments. Someone that plays musical instruments should not sing. Everyone has to know their place. Once there's a breakdown of knowing your place, everything gets out of hand, and Hashem says there's going to be a magefa, and they're going to be cut, they're going to die. And then also, when it comes to carrying the aron, know your place. when they uncover the Aron, don't look. Don't, there should not be any vayah, there should not be any gazing at the Mekoyim HaShchinah. V'lo yavod yibe should not come l'ros b'vala es ha-kodesh o'mesu. When they come to see the Kodesh, do not, they should not look. Now all I want to point out is the word told is always put in connection with seeing. And that is, and here we have v'lo yirani hodem v'chai. No one should think, you know, there's always a parallel. What, the same way you don't, you shouldn't be cut off, that's always being connected. Many times you have the same exact word and concept, which is the connection. And if you nichshol, you completely cut off. There are 36 strands which bind us. Coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu is kares multiplied with tov. Tov is always put in connection with seeing. Person has vayar lekim es kol asher sevhine tov. Here we warn: don't look. There's a ri'ah that shayach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is not shayach for Adam. And if you're going to enter into a place where you don't belong, in a type of place of ri'ah, that's where there will be kares. Just like there is a connection in terms of ri'ah, there's also a cutting off in where you're not supposed to, because it's always going to be zelu umazet. There's one thing we take away from this pasuk, which is very interesting, is that there's a hakpad on order to know your place. There are bound, there are garlands. Most of the chayvei kresos deal with arayos. No, there are things. Know your place. This is not yours. This is his wife. This is brother's wife. This is an aunt. This is, most of the chayvei kresos all focus on al tach, the theme of the Torah is telling us what is the theme of kares. The theme of kares is watch out. Know your place. Don't step on someone else's toes. When it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, step back. Come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu with that much which I allow you to come, but you have to have, there has to be a Yiras HaRoimus. Everything about Karis follows from there. And the closer you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more of a warning you are to be careful in how you deal with knowing your place. But those are just some raw ideas. I will leave it here.